As you may have already heard, twin bombings at the Boston Marathon yesterday killed 3 people, injured more than 100. Federal response was swift. Some accounts had the ATF agents on the scene within minutes of the initial blast. For more on the federal response to the tragedy in Boston, we now turn to Bob Blitzer, former chief of the FBI's Domestic Terrorism and Counterterrorism Planning Section. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us about the federal response to an event like this. How does it get started, and how fast can it get going?
Sure. First, I want to say my heart goes out to the victims and their families. I've been through several of these, and I know how terrible it really is. But I think there's some assurance that the federal response will be swift and substantial. You know, the post 9/11, over 100 joint terrorism task forces were set up around the country, and of course Boston is one of our major FBI offices and has a substantial JTTF. And you know, on that particular unit will be members from federal, state, and local agencies. For example, there'll be ATF agents, as you mentioned, Secret Service, ICE, Customs and Border Protection, state and local, National Guard, probably TSA, and probably elements from military criminal investigative organizations like NCIS and Army CID and Air Force OSI. So all those folks will have already been engaged in some level of planning for the event long before it, it occurred the other day.
They rehearse for things like this.
They do. There's something called special events management, which is led by the Secret Service, but while the Secret Service leads the planning, the FBI has the primary investigative responsibilities. So there's a team effort there prior to these special events to make sure that they have the assets and resources as well as the response plans in place. And, you know, what I saw yesterday was a classic response by all the first responders as well as the second responders, which come very quickly. And when I think about the second responders, I'm thinking about the investigators, the bomb techs, et cetera, that come right in and, you know, begin to cordon off the scene and start collecting evidence.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Bob Blitzer. He's the former chief of the FBI's Domestic Terrorism and Counterterrorism Planning Section. We hear about in medicine the golden hour. If somebody gets into an accident, there's a golden hour in which it's very critical for medical care to reach that person, for the person to be saved. Is there a golden time in incidents like this, like say the first day before the trail goes much colder and it's more difficult?
Yeah, in my experience, it's really the first 24 to 48 hours that can really make the difference. If you think back to some of the cases in the past, the Oklahoma City bombing, for example, the night of the bombing, we decided to do an offline search in the National Crime Information Center, NCIC, for anybody that was arrested within a few hours of the attack, and that's how we began the identification of Timothy McVeigh as the individual responsible for, one of the individuals responsible for the bombing, because he had been stopped by an Oklahoma State trooper in a car without license plates, which to us was an indicator of the fact that he was probably a domestic terrorist, because domestic terrorists, many times they don't put license plates on their cars because they're sovereign citizens, and this is how they see themselves. So, yeah, I mean, it is, but even if you get by those 48 hours, I mean, law enforcement is relentless, and even if it takes years, the investigation will never stop.
Now, how do feds get along with state and local police? I mean, who decides who does what? Because you've got a pretty big Boston police contingent there, of course, and also state police.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, and again, in my experience, there's always stresses and strains between law enforcement agencies because they're so competitive. They're just competitive people. But when you have something like this happen, believe me, all that pettiness goes away, and you all put your shoulder to the wheel, and you know, we go in one direction. Information comes into our operation centers that can be evaluated and quickly tasked out in terms of getting folks to conduct additional investigation, not only here but in other parts of the country and the world. Everyone understands that events like this may not just be, you know, in the Boston area. You could have people in other areas, again, of the country or the world that might be involved, and that is, I think, the strength of the FBI and the intelligence community to be able to reach out and touch people anywhere in the world.
Sure, and we're already hearing concern from London, but they're saying that marathon next weekend is going to go on. You were at the FBI in 1996, right?
Correct.
During the Atlanta Olympics bombing. There were mistakes made, not necessarily by law enforcement, but by media, by officials. People thought they had the perpetrator. Turns out it was an innocent guy.
Right.
First of all, is there a role for federal agents in things like that? Because there's so much that we don't know right now about who did this and why they did this at the Boston Marathon.
Well, I mean, for federal agencies, there's an incredible role, again, because of the nature of the crime, as well as the fact that cases like this will normally be prosecuted in federal court. And I was listening yesterday to the fact that Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty. And I was thinking, they may not have it, but the federal government sure does. And as we recall with Tim McVeigh, he did receive the death penalty and was executed. So the laws on the federal level are just very, very strong and will be applied in this case, I'm sure.
And very quickly, as they try to profile the weapon itself, the bomb itself, and we know that there are ball bearings have been found in it, so there's someone fairly sophisticated, it looks like, initially. How can they take those clues and try to tie them to some person?
Yeah, well, that's going to be part of the whole crime scene investigation. The collection of the components of that bomb many times can help lead to the individual or individuals who put it together. You know, components have to be purchased somewhere. Someone might remember something. I've seen this happen many, many times. And, you know, that's how and why the crime scene is so critical to cracking the case.
Bob Blitzer is former chief of the Domestic Terrorism and Counterterrorism Planning Section of the FBI. We thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.